Hello everyone, welcome back to A Cup of English. Your podcast today is part 2 of basic pronunciation practice number 32 that we started yesterday. I will be explaining the sentences in the second half of the podcast, and then you will have to come up with some sentences. First of all, let me reread the podcast to you. Remember, we're joining Liz, who is visiting a friend in hospital who unfortunately has been in a car accident. I came as soon as I found out. How is she? Thank you, Liz. She went straight into the operating theatre when she got to the hospital, and now she's sleeping. She'll recover, but it'll take a while. Car accidents are so scary. I know. We're just so happy that she's all right. The person who hit her was busy texting, not even watching the road. He's also in this hospital, but not much happened to him. Oh my gosh. Everyone should ignore their phones while they're driving. I agree. I suppose it's easier said than done. Okay, yesterday we finished with the sentence, "We're just so happy that she's all right." Well, the following sentence is this: the person who hit her was busy texting, not even watching the road. So we have a contrast between two verbs. Someone is texting, not watching the road. We're using the phrase to be busy doing something. It means that's occupying your attention. You're busy doing something. In the second half of the sentence, the word even gives emphasis. It shows the person's fault. They should have been watching, but they weren't. He was not even watching the road. Another thing you can say that's also very effective is at all. If you put at all at the end of the sentence, it emphasizes that he was absolutely not doing what he should have been doing. So the sentence would say, the person who hit her was busy texting, not watching the road at all. The next sentence, he's also in this hospital, but not much happened to him. The first half is very simple. The second half of the sentence, but not much happened to him, really it means, but he wasn't injured seriously. He wasn't really hurt, you could say. There are many ways of expressing this. One thing to notice, the pronunciation of the but and the not. You don't hear a clear T sound. The T sort of disappears, and that's very typical in English when we're speaking at a native speed and you have a word like but and not together. Just hear how I pronounce them again. He's also in this hospital, but not much happened to him. But not much happened to him. You can hear the definite T in the two, but not in the but not. It's interesting, but that's how we pronounce but and not very often in English. Oh my gosh, says Liz. That's a very polite and neutral way of expressing surprise or shock. Everyone should ignore their phones while they're driving. Ignore, obviously, that's the verb to set aside, to not be busy with something, to not look at the phone, to not play with the phone, to not give it any attention. Everyone should ignore their phones while they're driving. And in the last sentence, as the parent agrees, she says, I suppose it's easier said than done. Well, this is a saying in England, it's easier said than done. When somebody makes a suggestion for something that is a bit difficult, like ignoring your phone when you're driving, it can be difficult, we say it's easier said than done. Or sometimes you can miss out the verb to be altogether and you can just say easier said than done. Because suggesting something is easy, it's just words. But actually carrying out the action can be difficult. It's easier said than done. And remember, the S in easy and easier is pronounced like a Z or a Z. Okay, time for your interactive English. And we're going to take the first sentence that I mentioned. The person who hit her was busy texting, not even watching the road. So it's a long sentence. I would actually like to use at all at the end instead of using even. So not even watching the road changes to not watching the road at all. In your first sentence, the subject will be the maid. The maid was busy. The verb is to chat on the phone, followed by not. Second verb is to clean, and finish with at all. So the subject is the maid, who was busy. The first verb is to chat on the phone, not, and then to clean, followed by at all. Okay, I'll give you some seconds to figure that out. Let's see what you come up with. And it should say, the maid was busy chatting on the phone, not cleaning at all. The maid was busy chatting on the phone, not cleaning at all. Number two. Your subject this time, the students. So we have the students. You have to say that they were busy, followed by the verb to whisper to each other. Then not, to listen to the teacher, plus at all. So we have the students. Are you going to say was busy or were busy? The verb to whisper to each other. Then not, followed by to listen to the teacher. And at all. And your sentence should say the students were busy whispering to each other, not listening to the teacher at all. The students were busy whispering to each other, not listening to the teacher at all. Very good. And finally, your third sentence has the subject of you. You have to mention busy, so decide is it was or were. The verb is to argue. To argue. Second half says not, plus the verb to be, reasonable, and finish with at all. So you have you, the idea of being busy, with the verb to argue. Then not, the verb to be, reasonable, and finally with at all. Just try that one. And that sentence should say, you were busy arguing, not being reasonable at all. You were busy arguing, not being reasonable at all. Well, very good. I will finish off with one last reading of the podcast. See if you can repeat the sentences after me. I'll read them at a native speed. so listen carefully. I came as soon as I found out.
How is she?
Thank you, Liz. She went straight into the operating theatre when she got to the hospital. And now she's sleeping. She'll recover, but it'll take a while. Car accidents are so scary. I know. We're just so happy that she's all right. The person who hit her was busy texting, not even watching the road. He's also in this hospital, but not much happened to him. Oh my gosh. Everyone should ignore their phones while they're driving. I agree. I suppose it's easier said than done. Well, my podcast is done for the day, but please join me again tomorrow. I hope you're having a wonderful week. And for those of you who don't know, you can join my Facebook page called Anna from A Cup of English. You're all welcome. And if you have any questions about my podcast or my app, please email me at acupofenglish@hotmail.com. For those of you who happen to use my blog to read the grammar notes, if you have time, could you click on the link to rate my podcast? I would appreciate that. Thanks again. Until next time. Bye-bye.